This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rop.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader 3 times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
My favorite part of that open is the "this sounds very serious, they are..."
We are not.
Yeah, that's true.
We are not.
I was leaving the gym today, and one of the guys that I was training with, his wife was there. And I guess the wife, who his name I don't remember, sorry, Richard's wife.
Pam.
Let's go with Pam. I don't think it was Pam. But I'll go with Richard's wife. Her dad and her brother are big fans of the show.
Hey, all right.
And so he was...
Thanks, Pam's brother.
Thank you, Richard, wife, brother, and father. And he was trying to explain to her, you know, the show. And she was doing the, "Oh, I think I've heard him talk about you. I should tune in." And I was like, "Yeah."
Here we go again with that.
Yeah.
We don't like it when you tune in.
Well, she seemed like a lovely person. And I just, how do I say this? It just didn't seem like she had the sort of sensibility where she's going to tune into this fine program and be like, "Yeah, totally get this."
I love the irony that you guys broadcast to hundreds of thousands of people.
Billions, really.
And, yeah, billions on the Global Fan Sports Network.
They've never seen anything like it.
But that we clearly want people listening, just not people that you know personally.
Ew. It's a little uncomfortable because she was like, she did one of these too. So it's about sports? And you're like, well, yeah.
Yeah, Pam.
Yeah, it's sports.
If you have to label it, I guess it is.
Yeah. And then it turns into, well, what sports do you talk about? And then you're like, well, I mean, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And then she asked if, like, we talked about, what was it? She brought up, like, the WNBA team. And then I was like, you know, it's just, it might be for the best that you just leave that to your dad and your brother. But shout out
Pam.
To Pam, whatever your name is, and the dad and the brother, you know who you are. And thanks for listening.
I view it a bit differently than Buckley there.
Yeah.
I view it, well, it's like, we don't need all the listeners, because Lord knows you're not going to get all the listeners.
No.
That's impossible.
Yeah.
We want the right listeners here.
It's true.
And barely... that can be family and friends.
Yeah.
But it also may not be.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have that conversation with family and friends and say, hey, maybe we're not, even though we're close,
yeah,
maybe we're not for you.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and just like,
there is OPB.
I looked at her and she had her little daughter with her, and it just, I felt I felt horrible if she was driving around with her little kid and she was talking about how she was really into like Paw Patrol and Frozen. And then I just had the horrible, image in my head of her tuning in at the wrong time and catching one of Rop's drop montages or my white supremacist montages. And then she's going to go to her husband and be like, what the hell is this? And then he's going to have to explain to her. And then she's going to go to the dad. And now I've caused a whole family rift and I don't want that. She seemed like a lovely person.
What the hell is going on?
Exactly.
Well, it's nice to have you along. Today is Friday, guys. Friday.
Happy
that what
Friday.
Kids say?
It's a football Friday. Wait.
Is it?
Well,
I don't think it is.
No. Not Brandon, at least.
Yeah, there was football yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey.
This football Thursday.
Hey, football
and now,
Friday starts when we say football Friday starts.
You're damn right.
When do we start it?
Well, not
we could,
today.
We could talk. I mean, there's football news. Mm-hmm. Everyone's in camp. Ducks, Beavers, Cougs, Huskies, oh my, and then...
That's too generic.
Everyone hates their team in the NFL.
When do we actually start Football Fridays? The people need to know, Buck.
Well, I don't know.
Next week, you've
what
got...
What do you mean you don't know?
My guess would it would be the first official college weekend if we do it. I don't
when
know
is
if we're
that?
Doing it still.
Last week in August, right?
Unless you count that weird 0 week, which is like the 23rd or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Third week. I don't know. That's a Jason Swigard question.
One,
that's
good two. Call. So we have three. We have this Friday. Today is not a football Friday. Mm. We also have two more non-football Fridays.
Ish.
And then probably on August 22nd.
Yeah.
We should have football Friday, which means nothing different. It's just all it is like
branding.
Well, and they can sell it.
Yeah. I don't know. As of right now on ESPN, if this lets you know that it's not a football Friday, it appears they're having some sort of competition of soaped up people trying to climb stairs.
Yeah, it's the Slippery Stairs Championships on the Ocho. I got
big
money on it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Ocho is really, talked about this
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, they're stepping their game up.
They've got 30 new sports.
Yeah. Although, can I say that they've got... So,
and they're not really sports.
They're not sports. Just... But it's a bunch of people in skin-tight spandex, and they're climbing slippery stairs, and then... You know they have those water cannons that you have in the pool? And they're shooting, it appears to be KY jelly out of them, and it's an uncomfortable scene watching them blast these oily contestants with a gelatinous white goo out of a phallic tube. It's weird.
I gotta tell you, that does not look fun. What do you do there? How do you, that would be a frustrating...
Yeah.
Activity.
Although
right
it looks like it's padded, so it's not going to hurt.
I know, but just like trying to get up it and you just can't.
Well,
you know?
Hey, man, the slippery slide championships are not for the weak of heart. Slippery stairs. Yeah. You have to prove yourself
tell
on
you
the
what,
slippery stairs.
It looks like a young man's game. I don't see an old in there.
Well, no. I mean, anything that, I don't know about you, but when I was younger, dude, you could fall and not have any, like it's just, you fell and you bounce back up. I take a knee now, and I need like 3 to 4 minutes to recover. God forbid I fall. We're going to be down for a bit.
So
even if nothing's really hurt, I'm going to need a moment to compose myself.
When something like this is going on, I always have the question, who is the type of person that attends this event? They're scanning the crowd. It looks like there's 100 people there or something. I know it's at Disney World, but I see some gal drinking a beer, watching the slippery stairs, and like, who?
I think there's two people there. Okay, are you ready? I have a hot take on this.
Okay.
The first set of people there are friends and family of the contestants.
Okay.
Of course.
And it appears that they're all young, and then the people in the audience are all young, so that kind of tracks.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, because they're all going crazy for certain people.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the other person is there is just the passerby who is at Disneyland, who's like, what's this?
Well, I'm not going to lie.
Stops and stares.
If I was walking through a Disney sort of situation and someone said, hey, would you like to come in and watch the slippery stairs competition?
That's right. By the way, that guy blew. So they all wear different color shirts. The red guy blew him out of the water.
Can we also say that I think there's a third.
What a goat.
There's a third person, and I think this is probably a fetish. Because again, the females are in skin-tight bodysuits and are being blasted with P. Diddy jelly. I'm guessing there's some creepos. Something tells me there's some blonde mustaches lurking somewhere in the back. I would think. And no one really thought that through exactly how that was going to look. Because they got little kids doing it as well, and it's weird.
Oh, look, they're running a promo that you can book your own slippery stairs for your party now.
Well, there you go.
We think
that would be a fun party party event, don't
no,
you think?
No, it wouldn't. That's the kind of event that someone gets the ambulance called to your house.
It's like a slip and slide. It's kind of fun.
With
it
stairs.
It is a slip and slide with stairs. I'm guessing it's well padded, though. I mean, you got to... Yeah.
It has
It doesn't
to.
Look like you could get hurt that easily out there.
Well, again... At your age, at 50 years old, you want to go taking a tumble down something?
No, I'll pass. Exactly. But it looks, I don't know, you know, you're always looking for new and creative ways to have a good time, and that looks like maybe one of them.
I mean, I think the brand man dislocated his shoulder in a bounce house, and this seems like the kind of thing that would also
Who?
Create such an injury. The brand man.
Fan man. He's Dusty. Now the brand man.
Oh, we call him the brand man
well, he's
now.
The brand manager now, so he's
yeah,
elevated
the brand man.
To the brand man.
Yeah.
He dislocated his shoulder in a bouncy house?
I'm pretty sure. He dove into a bounce house and dislocated his shoulder.
With his little kids and stuff?
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm saying, man. Like,
I think it was a previous injury, but re-injured, definitely.
The older you get...
Like, recently?
This was... I mean, in the last 5 years or so.
Yeah. Dude, falling's no joke anymore. Like, you can't get me on ice skates anymore. You can't get me on a skateboard. And those are all things that I would do when I was younger and wasn't particularly good at them, but I would do them. And if you fell, it was no big deal. I'm not going on those things now.
I'm afraid to play basketball now. Like, I'm going to snap an Achilles.
That's right out.
Yeah, basketball is over.
Yeah.
I have retired.
Done. Well, I wouldn't even, like, racquetball. Yeah, it's
baseball,
out.
Too, because there's too many quick. Well, I love playing baseball, but
the
there's
quick
just
twitch.
There's too many quick movements.
Yeah. I got a buddy of mine who is playing, and he's, I think he's 34, 34, 35. He's playing in an adult co-ed flag football league.
Oh.
And I'm waiting. And I mean, I'm just putting the post-it note on my calendar and moving it around because it will be a floating engagement. I will be there to take him to the hospital when he blows his Achilles because I know it's coming.
So the best sport for old people is really just like golf.
Maybe bike riding.
I mean, they all play pickleball.
But that's terrible for you.
Yeah,
apparently.
I don't think that's a good sport for olds, and I think they're finding that out, one Achilles at a time.
The guy that remodeled my bathroom, his wife, while remodeling the bathroom, blown Achilles, pickleball.
Cycling would be good for the olds.
Yeah, cycling's pretty simple.
And so would be swimming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But access to a pool is hard for a lot of people.
And here, the Pacific Northwest isn't necessarily.
So it's
the
hard
best.
To be an old and actually keep your body moving unless you just go walk. And who likes that? That's boring.
Well, I think the olds do. That's why you go to the mall and you see the Silver
Sneakers
weights.
Club.
Yeah.
I saw a guy with a weight vest on walking the other day.
An old or just a regular
guy? Yeah, no, he was an old, but he was an in-shape old. One of those ripped olds.
Sure.
With a tan and silver hair.
You know what he's doing? That's called a ruck. He was out rucking.
Now, what is that? What is that? I mean.
What?
What's he doing there? Like, what are we doing?
You're just walking, but you're walking with a weighted pack or a vest. That's all. It's
well,
just...
I know what he's doing. I'm asking, like, what does that do? Like, is that make him all... Is that why he's ripped? Is that the key to life? The weighted vest?
There are a lot of people that think that walking while, like carrying weight is probably the best exercise you can do as you get older. Because you have to have some sort of strength training. Otherwise, you lose muscle mass, and then that is a death sentence as you get older. But a lot of people don't really like lifting weights, and so they think that the ruck, like you can just buy a backpack that comes with weights, or you wear the weighted vest, and that's become like a. Now that you're saunaing and cold plunging, you should get into rucking.
You're calling it a ruck pack?
Yes,
yeah. I see it here.
Yeah,
so on Amazon.
There's weighted vests, and then there's ruck packs.
There's a guy in my mom's neighborhood that wears one of those, and we see him every now and again.
Whoa.
And I will pull over and like roll the window down and like say, "Hey, how's it going?" And he's like, I'm training for a trip to Portugal. Yeah. Basically just walking around wearing 40 pounds because it'll help him be a better tourist when he gets there.
Yeah.
Get off my porch.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know,
he's training to tour.
Because he's going
to
be walking a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the whole military thing. You throw a heavy backpack on and you...
Can't hurt.
You
I'm
get
just,
to walking.
You know. I don't know, man.
Well, pretty soon, man.
I'll stick to golf.
You're going
to...
No, dude. You're infrared sauna guy now. You're one step away from rucking.
Going again Sunday.
Yeah. YouTube says that all fitness experts are now saying if you walk with a weighted vest, it is the best way to drop body fat in conjunction with strength training to build muscle.
Oh, my God. I love this.
There you go.
Expired.
I will not be doing that.
Well, I see people now at my gym, and they wear the weighted vest while working out, even when they just wear them around, even if they're not walking, or they do the... They'll do a set, and then they make a lap, like, around the gym, and then go back and do whatever it is they're doing. Yeah, we're all, like, the workout community is very sheep-like. So,
yeah,
like,
that's right.
Someone will come out with something.
It's
and
the same as the diet community.
Yeah, some influencer will come out and be like, hey, this is, you know, the new trend, or there'll be a study. Hey, this, you know, is, and then everyone jumps on
board. Yeah, all it takes is one person
yes.
to look good
yep.
or one article
yep.
or one study. That's lights, all it takes.
Lights the fire.
It goes viral.
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen this? And they see it on Instagram.
Yeah. That is true. Like, there is a S ton of influencers, like fitness influencers on like Facebook, TikTok, all that. And you get one of them that that goes viral. And not to mention all the HGH and roids that they're on, but still, they also walk with a weighted vest. And you too can look like that, Liver King.
Well, it's pretty amazing how little we've really known. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like we're only, like we're exploring new ways
yeah.
to be good to our bodies.
Yeah.
You know, but if you just go back, I mean, not even 20, 30 years.
Oh, yeah, we had.
Dude.
Yeah.
We had no clue.
Well, the food pyramid was upside down
yes.
and, you know, all that.
No clue.
Yeah. We had no idea.
Amazing. I'm going to sue, I think.
You're going to sue the what? Big
The world.
The world. Sue the whoever put out the food pyramid.
I'm going to get Donakin on it.
Yeah. Maybe a nice class action lawsuit.
It's my lupus.
There you go. I almost had one of those today. I thought about it. I'm waiting for the day that I get to be like, ah, sorry, the old lupus acted up. But I refrained from it today. But I don't know if it's insensitive. You know, what if you say that to someone and like they start in with a like,
oh, I have lupus.
Oh,
too.
I have lupus too, or like my wife or something. So you're like, yeah, maybe just, you know, I felt bad about that. But it,
look at you.
It came close. Seriously, watch this. Look at these kids climbing as they're being blasted in the face with the KY jelly. Tell me that this isn't really weird.
Is it not just soapy water? Is it jelly?
I don't know. Tell me that is not an uncomfortable visual. Now we've gone from girls to now we've got little kids in spandex bodysuits.
Look at that green kid. He's like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
What a stud. That kid's going to be a... That kid's gonna win so much money at that sport.
Oh, he's just doing the double flex now, and now he's on top with the hots.
Yeah,
it's weird.
That's getting up to the top. You get to stand with the hots.
Just stand with the hots.
Incentive.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's get to going. It is Friday. We have another one. A trade has been requested.
Two fairly significant ones in the last 2 days.
Yeah. So let's get to that. Okay.
Let's get to going.
Big sports news. That's next on 105.1 The Fan. Nice to have you along. We've got another trade request today.
Yeah.
Another day, another trade request.
Well, yesterday we had Terry McLaurin, old scary Terry, tell the Commanders that he doesn't want to be there anymore because they're not willing to give him a contract. And it sounds like the Commanders believe that, and this is one that I've said all the time, don't give receivers over 30 long-term expensive deals. They just... Traditionally, they don't work out, like, hardly ever.
I can't say I knew he was that old.
Yeah, he's been around a bit, but he's coming off one of his best seasons. He's gone through all that crap in Washington. Now he's on the other side of it, and they have a real team with a real quarterback. And McLaurin's like, I want to get paid, and Washington just doesn't think there's a market for him out there, and they don't want to pay premium dollars for an older receiver. The Micah Parsons one today, that's a different animal. This is just... Welcome to the world of the Dallas Cowboys. And they've finally done it where they've pissed off their best player, where he doesn't just want out. I mean, he's putting out paragraphs saying why he doesn't want to be there and why he wants nothing to do with Dallas. And it sounds like he's got the backing of some of the team's best players.
Yeah, I'm not sure Dallas sports fans could handle another stunning trade like that after the Luka news
yeah.
that got dropped on him.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is how Jerry does business, though. I mean, players hate it, which is why all the players have come to voice their support for Micah Parsons. But I think this is a tactic, a trade request, and I don't believe they're going to trade him because they want him. It's yeah. just Jerry being Jerry. Jerry, I think that he gets off on playing hardball with contracts. Mm. Like
it's the only thing that makes sense.
It somehow validates him as a businessman, yeah. you know, and I feel like he really loves that, and it's important to him to negotiate hard, even if it ruffles feathers. It's all very unnecessary,
mm-hmm.
but he does it with everybody. He's done that with find me a cowboy, a popular cowboy that he has not done this with.
I mean,
this is how he does it.
But this is what doesn't make any sense, is that if you're the Dallas Cowboys. And you end up re-signing these guys. You end up re-signing Ezekiel Elliott. You end up re-signing Dak Prescott. If you end up re-signing CeeDee Lamb. And now here comes Micah Parsons, who, by the way, is the best player you've had. He's the best player you've had in 20 years. Do you realize from an EPA standpoint, when Micah Parsons has been on the field the last two seasons, Dallas Cowboys have the number one defense in the NFL. And when he's not on the field, the snaps he's not on, it's the second worst defense. There is maybe four players in the league that have the impact that he does when he's on the field. And Micah Parsons came to them 2 years ago after his third year and said, hey, let's get a deal done. And his agent was like, and this has been widely reported. All right. This isn't one side of the deal. They said, I understand that we're leaving money on the table because the longer you wait, the more money you get because salaries keep going up. Not sure that Jerry Jones understands how the salary cap and salaries work in the NFL. Each guy that gets signed, the number goes up. It doesn't go down. It never goes down. It's not the way it works. And they said, hey, let's get a deal done. And Dallas said, nah, we're going to wait a little bit. So then they came to him a year later and were like, hey, we'd like to get something done, even if it means, you know, leaving money on the table. And Dallas was like, no, we're not ready to do it yet. So by doing this with Dak, by doing it with CeeDee Lamb, all you end up doing is signing a more expensive deal. Like if you were to sign a player, you could have probably signed, let's just take an arbitrary number, right? If player X comes to you and says, hey, I want $20 million, okay? I want $20 million a year, and that would make me one of the two or three highest paid edge rushers in the league. And you go to him and like, you know what? Not real comfortable with that. We feel like you're more like 17. Well, and so you decide to wait and delay. Well, a year and a half goes by, and four more people at your position get signed. And then the first one gets signed for 20. The next one gets signed for 22. The next one gets signed for 26. And now when you decide to re-sign them, no one's taking the 20 anymore. They're certainly not taking the 17. They've reset the market. They could have had Dak Prescott at probably 51 to 52 million, but they didn't. They waited, and you know what they got him for? 60. They have cost themselves, and Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb alone doing this, they have cost themselves roughly $10 to $12 million a year in salary cap. And if they do re-sign Micah Parsons and don't trade him, they will be on the hook for probably $15 to $16 million in wasted money with this contract negotiation. So it's one thing to say, we don't want to sign guys early. But ultimately, if you do sign them, you pay more in the end. It is the worst strategy. There's no successful team that does it this way.
Yeah, it's definitely not smart. But no one's ever accused Jerry of being smart. Jerry's not about that. Jerry loves the drama. He loves the show. He loves the game of chicken.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares about the money. He doesn't. He loves making it look... He loves fans, right? See, everybody's talking about the Dallas Cowboys today.
Yeah.
He loves that.
Yeah. There was Ed Werder, one of the guys that had been covering the Cowboys for years said, this was about a year ago, I think this was during the CeeDee Lamb thing, they said, if you could give Jerry Jones another Super Bowl championship, but he could never do another interview, he said he wouldn't do it. He loves being Jerry Jones more than he loves winning.
Yeah, I just don't think it's a lot about the money, although...
But when Dallas has, to be fair to Dallas, Dallas actually does a good job in the draft. When you look at their draft... they've done a nice job over the years, right? There's good talent evaluators, but almost every good team in the NFL has the same five or six paid players. You pay a quarterback, you pay an edge rusher, you pay a corner, right? You pay a couple of linemen. That's the way it is. But you win in the margins. You win with, you look at what Philadelphia does and that roster or what Kansas City does, and you give Howie Roseman $15 extra million, and he builds a Super Bowl winning team. And Dallas, by sitting here and playing some sort of stupid chicken game, and then still end up paying the freight that's more expensive, the price goes up, not down. They're the worst negotiators in the NFL. It costs themselves that $10 to $15 million, and that's the difference between a good Dallas team and a team that can actually win in the playoffs. You win in the margins because every good team has a handful of core players, and the elite ones are the ones that win in the margins, and there is not another team this side of the Cincinnati Bengals that are worse in the margins than the Dallas Cowboys. And realize that over the last 30 years, Every team in the NFC has been to an NFC championship game except for one, and that is the Dallas freaking Cowboys.
Yeah, you need a smart cap guy. You need a smart money guy, but Jerry isn't that. And the thing, the worst part about Jerry is his kid is his, quote, cap and money guy.
Yeah.
And he's not that. So no. It's like, the worst part about Jerry is that he just has to be involved. Mm-hmm. And as long as he's involved, he's worth billions. I don't think it's about money to him as much as it's about being the big boss man.
Yep.
And negotiating hard for his ego. That's it. That's what he does.
We've entered official Al Davis territory.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
With the Dallas Cowboys.
But by requesting a trade, I think what Mike and see, I think that most of the Cowboy players all know this about Jerry, and it's just the song and dance that you have to do with him. And I think by requesting a trade, what Micah is saying is, enough, let's just get this done.
Yeah.
Because if Micah were really pissed, he wouldn't be at camp.
Yeah.
He's there.
Yep.
He's been there the whole time. Jerry's just being Jerry. Micah knows that. They love him. He's awesome. McLaurin's a little different because, like you said, he's 30 years old. They're going to pay Micah Parsons. Yeah. And, yes, they're costing themselves money, but I just don't think that's Jerry's big worry. It's not.
It's just baffling that if you do want to sign Micah Parsons, like if you were getting ready to buy a house and you had 40 years of data that every year that goes by, houses get more expensive, and you were going to buy one particular house, you're like, nope, this is the house I want. I don't want another house. I want this one. And then arbitrarily, you decided to wait an extra 2 years to buy the house. I would love to sit down with Jerry Jones and have someone actually get him to explain their strategy in this, because they always cave and pay. It just doesn't make sense. And since they've done this with Micah Parsons, multiple edge rushers have reset the market and multiple non-quarterbacks have reset the market, period, as far as most expensive non-quarterbacks.
I think where Jerry might tell you, and again, I'm not saying this is right, but I, just watching them operate over the years, where he might tell you he makes up what you're saying is he finds, like you said, they've done a good job in the draft.
Yeah.
He thinks he can find scrap heap guys that don't cost anything. If he did lose some money on the Micah Parsons deal, it's okay. He got what he wanted by being all badass and hard boss man, you know. But then on the flip side, he saves it on the back end with, you know, at running back or at another position. But that's always why the Cowboys have been viewed like Swiss cheese. It's like they have star players all over the place, and then the other places they have nothing. I think Jerry likes it that way. That's the way they've always kind of been built. It hasn't worked.
No.
So I don't know why he can't see that, but I'm guessing just ego and, you know, being Jerry.
They could have had Micah Parsons probably for 30-ish. And since then, you've had Nick Bosa. You've had Max Crosby. You've had Hunter from the Texans. And Myles Garrett. And now TJ Watt just reset the market for a non-quarterback. Why, Jerry? Why? Salaries at elite positions don't go down.
All right, coming up next, why tomorrow will break attendance records.
Ooh.
But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, we have random social media fight.
We do.
Yeah, sports media versus sports player.
God, which is dumber? Like the hold me back, bro, or the Twitter Instagram fight? The keep my name out your mouth.
Hold me back, bro. Yeah. Meaning like,
well, like when you see when someone's in person and they start yelling, but you know, like nothing's going to happen. And yet you keep yelling anyways.
You know, I'm going to go that being worse.
Yeah, only because that's like an in real life thing. It's not just over, yeah, you know, your thumbs like, and on the interwebs. Like
on social media, it's just, it's easy to do because bait. Sure. And there's really no consequences. It's, you know, but this one's pretty random. We'll get to that. I teased this segment by saying why tomorrow will break attendance records. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what I'm discussing here? What I'm bringing to the table here?
Oh, I think
here?
I do.
Tomorrow will break
attendance.
Is this a sporting thing?
Yeah. Well, attendance, yeah.
What? Well, I mean, I sports attendance, be, not like music.
Yeah,
or...
sports. Sports.
So what? Something's sports. Happening tomorrow that's big in
yep.
sports?
It will break an all-time attendance record tomorrow. And nobody, I'm here to tell you, nobody knows about it.
Yep, that's true.
Boy. Well, is the Hall of Fame going on tomorrow?
No.
Mm-mm.
Well, it's going on this weekend. Like,
well, it's not going on tomorrow.
Okay, and it's not breaking an attendance record.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, if you look at the NFL Hall of Fame class, I'm not trying to poo-poo anyone, but it's not a...
Who's the best name?
Jared Allen, probably.
Or Antonio Gates, maybe.
Sports is... Yeah, Antonio sports. Gates, Jared Allen, who else?
Sterling Sharp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sterling Sharp. Yeah. It's not a...
Eric Allen.
Yeah. Where's Ichiro when you need him?
Yeah, it's not a...
Put him in there.
It's not a yeah, I don't know.
So
is there something involving the WNBA?
The Braves and the Reds are playing a game at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Oh.
And they have already sold 85,000 tickets, which would break the all-time MLB single-game record set in 1954 at Cleveland Stadium.
How about that?
85,000 will be watching that game tomorrow between those two. Well, I guess the Reds are okay.
Yeah, the Braves are crappy. Sneaky. The Braves are like the third or fourth worst record in baseball.
Yeah, I don't really know why, but whatever.
Boy, would you buy a ticket to that? Have you ever been to a NASCAR? I mean,
I saw the layout of it. What do you mean? Have I ever been to a NASCAR? No.
Like, have you ever been to a NASCAR track, dude? They are enormous.
They're giants.
That field is going to look like, I mean.
Do you see the layout of it?
I just pulled it up now.
It kind of feels like when you put the final four games in like a football stadium and you're like, man, I know that you can do this, but people sitting at the 300 level aren't getting great basketball viewing.
Yeah, this is.
It's pretty wild.
That's a big ass thing. Although, look, I think this is I like stuff like this. I love when they do the Winter Classic and then they do the Winter Series in the NHL. Nebraska volleyball played a game. Is it Memorial Stadium where Nebraska plays?
I think the football stadium.
The football stadium.
Yeah.
And so Nebraska's volleyball team, they set a women's volleyball record. And they did. They packed. It was like 70-whatever thousand. So I Field of Dreams was really awesome when they did that.
Baseball's been doing this for quite a while now.
Yeah, they've been doing interesting places.
They want creative and new venues. I mean, they're saying that they want to keep trying this.
Yeah.
Because the Field of Dreams thing went great.
Yes, it did.
And I think they played two there, didn't they? Or was it just the one?
I thought they just did the one, but they've done it. They played another one. What was the Negro
They've done
League?
It multiple years.
Well, last year they played at Rickwood Field.
Yeah, that was
the oldest ballpark in the United States.
And I think that was for like the commemorating the old Negro Leagues, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure Field of Dreams was just the one.
Was it?
I think it was just the
I
one
thought
game.
They played two games there. But anyway, they played at Fort Bragg. I didn't know this until I read about this today. They played at Fort Bragg in 2016.
Yeah, I remember that because that was the one where the douchey guy that goes and catches home run balls.
Oh, Zach Hample.
Zach Hample. He found a way to weasel his way in because it was only supposed to be military personnel that were going to go to that game.
Oh.
And he weaseled his way in and got a foul. Or got a home run or a foul ball.
Williamsport has hosted.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a Little League World Series crossover now where all the players meet up and meet the Little League kids. It's pretty cool.
And I don't think it, because I think it's in Utah somewhere, but the one that always people are chiming for is they want to do a Sandlot game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Cool.
And
what,
maybe
just,
that,
what would you do? Just build out a...
Yeah, you couldn't do it where they actually filmed the movie, which I think I said it's like an abandoned park in Utah.
But you could find something that looks like an empty lot with a house behind it.
You could find an empty lot
and
then do the... Yeah, just kind of build it out like it is the Sandlot and then have the fireworks and... Yeah, I think that would be pretty neat if you could find a way to make that happen. I just think these things are cool. Even though sometimes the seats are bad and... The Red Wings played a game at Michigan Stadium, and I almost went to it, but it ended up being a really popular ticket, and that was like 100,000 people. If you want to see a bad sightline, look at Red Wings Michigan Stadium, because the hockey rink, I mean, it literally looks like just a speck.
Yeah, you couldn't even see it.
You couldn't see anything.
The YouTube points out that Virginia Tech and Tennessee played at this very venue at Bristol Motor Speedway back in 2016, and
I
they got 156,000 fans.
Well, if baseball's in the business of building temporary ballparks, which they are, they like this kind of thing.
Yes.
Why not go on a non-MLB city tour?
Yeah. Well, that would be really neat. Someone...
Like, you could set up a game in Portland.
I'm trying to think. Did the NBA do that? Someone did in the preseason, maybe it was the NBA. Someone went around to non-professional markets. Someone did this. I'm drawing a blank on who it was, but yeah, that would be cool, to do that. I think that fan engagement and getting away from the norm is cool. The one I really liked is when I think it was North Carolina and Gonzaga. I think they did a couple games. They played on the aircraft carrier.
The battleships, yeah. The first one to do it, I think, was North Carolina, Michigan State, because I know Draymond Green and Harrison Barnes were in that game. They were like top 10 teams, but it's been done a couple times. It's really cool.
That's awesome. You go put it on the deck of an aircraft carrier.
You got all the Navy, the naval servicemen up there too.
Yeah,
it's cool.
See, stuff like that's freaking awesome. I'm all for this. So, and this is the sort of thing that the Red Wings tickets, that between flight and everything, it just ended up being cost prohibitive. But I would pay. I would pay an inflated price, even though you're going to Bristol and your seat's going to be crap and you're not going to see anything. I would pay for the whimsy, the pageantry of going to something.
The Sharks
like
and
that.
Canucks had one of the Winter Classic games like on Lake Tahoe, and I'm like, God, that would be rad if
Whoa.
You could make it to that.
Yes, that was, and it ended up kind of being a disaster because it wasn't cold enough.
It was too warm.
It was too warm.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
But again.
Well, where'd they put all the fans?
Well, you'd have to look it up. It wasn't really a fan event. It was more of just
a scenic event.
A scenic event. But the picturesque, that is the prettiest hockey game that has ever been played. But the ice kept melting and they couldn't keep it cold enough. And yeah, there weren't a lot of fans. But the Lake Tahoe NHL game was the coolest game ever played.
Like setting, yeah.
And I think it was last year, we were coming down because we spent Christmas in Canada and... We were coming down and same sort of thing. I'm kicking myself, but they played at Safeco Field or not what it's now T-Mobile, the Kraken and the Vegas Knights. And we were driving back and it was like a day off and we had already rented our place in Vancouver. And so it just, again, same thing, didn't quite work out, but the players embraced it. All of the Kraken players dressed like the Pike's Market fish throwers. They all showed up to the game wearing the orange overalls, and all of the Vegas Knights showed up dressed as Elvis.
Ooh, nice.
So they like the players.
That's cool.
The players buy into it. Like they do. They did a whole thing.
You know.
It was really cool when you get player buy-in like they did with the Field of Dreams. Remember Tim Anderson, like of the White Sox. Like when you get player buy-in for these kind of cool, unique things, dude, it's just awesome to see.
Where should they go next?
I'm trying to think of for baseball.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard to think of places where they could corkscrew a stadium. But
yeah,
like a lot of people have brought up Wembley.
Oh,
play a baseball game at Wembley.
Yeah,
which I'm sure they could do.
Yeah, wait, didn't they do that? I think we already did that, and it was terrible. There ended up being it was like a 16-10 game. Like everyone was just cranking out of the yard.
Really?
I think that happened already.
A lot of people want Doubleday Field, which is in Cooperstown.
Oh well, that makes. Again, that makes sense.
Surely, it's a little surprising, not like the Hall of Fame game already does that.
You can do
that
with I would imagine they will do that. Maybe go to Beirut.
Maybe not. Maybe a little. Maybe
could you do a whole Negro Leagues tour and just do like all of the cities?
There you go.
That have those? Well,
what about a cricket stadium like in India?
Yeah, you could do that. Indy 500 would be one that. I mean, you got room there, but you could do something like that. I mean, is there a bigger venue? Could you find a way to squeeze one into like Madison Square Garden? Could you play Could you play indoor?
I don't think so.
Could you play indoor at the Garden? I'm just trying to think of like what are unique.
What about
venues? Do it on the Vegas Strip like they did with the F1 race?
It's not a venue, but what was that that beach? Was it where Rod Stewart had like a million people?
That was Brazil.
Yeah, like go there.
Yeah.
Throw up a field right on that beach.
All right, I got one for you. All right.
Hit home runs into the
Madison
water.
Madison Square Garden was silly, but Central Park.
Yeah?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Because they've done, like, Garth Brooks played there, and same thing, like...
Oh, did he?
A gajillion people showed up to that. And it is weird, though, because if you're in New York, you already have Yankee Stadium, and you got Citi Field, but it'd be kind of cool. If you could, like, recreate, like, the Polo Grounds...
Yeah.
And do that in Central Park, because four whatever? It's like 480 to center field. You know, for one game, do something cool like that.
They should call us.
Well, NFL game on the White House lawn. They're going to have a USC event.
Well, there you go. Let's play a baseball game
at
the White House.
Yeah. With that as the backdrop would be pretty cool. Look, whatever you think of the current president, and trust me, I get it if you're not a fan. Or if you don't like the UFC, because again... Totally get it. That UFC event outdoors on the White House lawn is going to be bananas. For like all high tea bros, that will be the greatest high tea event in the history of that sport.
It's called sports.
Great minds. All right. It's a fight next on 10.
Both.
Yeah, it's one of those.
On the Fan Sports Network.
There you go.
That includes 1080, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we've got a Twitter or X, whatever you call it these days, beef here.
Between two douchey sports writers or like one sports writer?
No, you got a sports writer and an athlete.
Oh, well, these are always fun.
Yeah, because the athlete has no respect for the writer.
No, no.
So it's Jeff Passan.
Oh, I like Jeff Passan.
He's a baseball scribe.
Boy, this bums me out, because if he's involved in this and is being childish, because I think Jeff Passan's one of the better baseball writers.
Well, let's see who you side with here.
All right.
So
I also like Jeff Passan.
Jeff Passan writes, this is on X, among the return to the Pirates in Bednar deal, per ESPN sources, catcher Rafael Flores, who tore up AA, is now at AAA, is a top-shelf framer and regarded as a big league-ready catcher. Mm-hmm. A very good centerpiece. Also in it, Edgelin Perez, who is 19 with excellent swing decisions. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the tweet.
This is what caused
That piss you off?
Well, okay. I am baffled.
Triggered somebody.
Like I really thought that there would have been...
What do you think in there triggered someone? I mean, it's hard to, you know, it's a pretty mundane.
That's the definition of mundane. That's the Jay Leno tweet if I've ever seen one. Like, what would you possibly, are you saying, I don't know, swing decision? I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out.
You're former Red Sox first baseman Doug Mikhaevich has entered the chat.
Oh, all right.
You remember Dougie Doug?
World Series champion, right?
Played with the Twins, played with the Red Sox, played with the Yankees.
Yeah, I think Royals might have had him even for a time, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He's
well-traveled.
He's the guy who kept the ball. When the Red Sox won the World Series,
he put it in his pocket.
He was playing first base, and he kept the ball.
Yeah.
Smart.
Which, by the way, that's 100%. You keep that one in there, and that's the, if you ever need a quick extra, 900 grand, put that thing up for auction.
And don't we all?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what Passan's tweet could have led to some sort of spat.
He says, man, what a time to be alive when a non-baseball person writes excellent swing decisions for a guy hitting 209 in A-ball and is a career 241 hitter. Oh. I swear some scouts and writers will say anything to sound somewhat intelligent to non-baseball people.
Oh, my God. I was thinking about this all wrong, man. My head had become so clouded. I thought normally people get upset because the people aren't giving them enough praise.
Yeah, too much credit here for the prospect.
Dougie's pissed because someone gave credit to a minor league ball player?
Well, don't tell me he's got excellent swing decision when he's hitting like crap.
Yeah. Okay, so here's where Passan cranks it up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so Jeff's not... First off, Jeff, just, you know, I would like to tell this to Jeff Passan and anyone else. You know you don't have to respond. You really don't.
He doesn't like to eat crap, though. He'll fire back.
You can just let that go. Or can you?
He says, that description came from a scout, Doug. Do you hate them too, or are you just bitter because batting average is no longer the metric people care about, and it's the only one you were ever good at? Stay bitter, guy.
Oh! Dude, Passan came hard!
Over the top with a guy!
He guided him. I'm guessing there's history with these two.
Wow.
Maybe
he wrote something about him at some point.
Because obviously Mikhaevich hates Passan.
Passan hates him too, because that's not a...
Gloves came off real fast.
Yeah.
So then
he guide him.
Mikhaevich says, glad you finally admitted that, guy. Here is a line you should never forget. I can do what you do. You can't do what the players do.
Oh my God, we're doing that. We're doing that one that you didn't
it's
play the
game.
It's
the go-to card.
It is.
He says, bitter? Not at all. Without players, you have no job. Without scouts, you have zero knowledge. Don't forget it, guy.
Guide him back.
He guided him back twice.
Oh, my God, Doug.
Jeff Passan replies.
Oh, boy.
It's a good thing I'm trying not to play, Doug. The sad part is that you're trying to think, and you are absolutely terrible at it. There's nothing more sad than an old ball player who wants things to be like they once were and is too incurious to care the game passed them by. Wow.
Damn.
He says, you had a good career. This is Passan.
Yeah.
You were a good ball player. You did things I never could. That doesn't give you license to say stupid things. I don't know a lot, so I ask people who do. You think you know a lot, and those who actually do laugh at you. Wow. Jeff.
Yes.
Down.
Tasty.
Now.
That's some, heat it up, boys. Get you some.
We've got Doug. He has replied.
Oh, what? Of course.
Dr. Doug Mikhaevich.
So how old do we know? Because Passan's got to be in his 50s, right? He's been around a long time.
No idea.
Right,
he doesn't look that old, but.
All right. I'm assuming that old Dougie
he's
here.
He's 44, Passan.
He's 44.
They're probably about the same age.
Doug is, as I had to pull up Doug's stats, Doug's 51.
Okay.
All right. You're at no point, so they're our age, right?
Yeah.
At no point in any of this did either one of these guys sit there and realize I am a 51 or a 44-year-old man literally typing insults at another middle-aged man over something as arbitrary as baseball knowledge on Twitter.
Hey.
That never occurred to either one of you of how incredibly stupid this is.
Sometimes the tea takes over.
Yeah.
So Mikhaevich then writes, and this is the last one, okay? So Passan has not responded to this yet.
Yeah.
He says, it's simple, and you got your feelings hurt. Just because people comment doesn't mean they are mad. It's common courtesy to mention the people who gave you your info. I know plenty from experience as a player and as a manager and coach. You speak of laughing at me? If you don't think some players and others, respected writers, don't laugh at you, that's comical. It's simple. Just give the people giving you info the credit like you give the players credit. Simple.
Hmm.
I kind of am not following.
I think old Dougie is upset because he's trying to, he claims that Passan is passing off that information as Passan's own knowledge. And he wants Jeff Passan to say, he has excellent swing choices according to XYZ. So Doug wants him to show his
cite
work.
Your sources.
Cite your sources.
Well, okay. But I mean,
you
he
got
did
160
say,
characters. Who cares?
He did say he got it from a scout, didn't he?
He wants the scout names. Look, in this douche off, and make no mistake about it, it is a douche off. There is one man and one man only. That won this douche off.
And it's it ain't Jeff.
No. Well, no.
You think Mikhaevich won that?
No. The douche off is who's the bigger douche?
Oh, Mikhaevich.
And that's Mikhaevich.
Yes. No question.
Yes.
I thought Passan went right back at him quite well.
Yes. Passan won, but this is a douche off. And clearly, the giant douche here is Doug Mikhaevich.
Yeah, if anything, Passan might have gone a little too far, but he was spot on.
Well, All Passan did was put out some information on a trade, and out of nowhere,
it ends up telling him that you shouldn't try thinking.
Out of nowhere, Doug's like, whoa, what? This is terrible. And let me just state for the record, this idea that you had to have played the sport at any level to understand it.
So dumb.
Again, when I was in Tampa Bay, I am confident saying this, I am 1,000 times a better football player than John Gruden was. John Gruden has forgotten more about football than I will ever know. Sean McVay was a terrible football player. He is a phenomenal. Why do you have to have played the game? There are people that cover the NFL that are female. And last time I checked, not a lot of those in the NFL that are really, really bright. This knuckle-dragging idea, and I swear to God, baseball players are the worst at this.
You think Bill Belichick was good at football?
That you have to have this idea.
Great point.
Nick Saban was like a walk-on DB at Kent State.
He's 5'6".
You know, you just, but they, okay, well, you didn't play the game. You don't, therefore, you don't know what good swing
better
choices are.
Better not be speaking on this.
Jeez, okay. Doug.
Well, it was a good little social media war there.
Yeah, it was fun.
We'll see if Passan responds.
I think his best material is already on the board.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to do much
more. I agree.
More.
If he just lays out, he's won.
Yes. I think at this point, all you can do is hurt your case. And as someone points out, Jeff Passan, great hair.
Great hair.
Great hair.
Great hair. Looks like a
17-year-old
boy.
The sad part is you're trying to think and you're absolutely terrible at it.
Well, it's just, right. Why, if you're Mikhaevich, why insert yourself into, what a random, so clearly he's following Jeff Passan and he sees that tweet and he's so wound up at someone who doesn't hit for a great average.
So does he think the Pirates got somebody who actually sucks that Passan is kind of propping up here? And he's like, that's bull!
There's probably just history there.
Something's going on.
This list, next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.